It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig, and it's time for our show! It's Fabulous 5-Minute Friday! Thank you for listening to the Pinky the Pig podcast show, where you listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo! And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Cow.
Hi, Pinky, how are you?
I'm wonderful, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm wonderful, sweetheart. So what's going on?
Well, last night...
Yes, do tell.
Well, Carol came over, you know, Lady Lynette's very good friend.
Right.
And they were talking. I have to tell you, so sweet. They're such good friends. You should hear them. They are so sweet to listen to. They talk and they share.
Oh, that's nice. Carol came over. Did she bring her bunny rabbit, Phil?
No, she didn't bring the bunny, but she brought her husband, PJ. And PJ... He and former Tommy and Robert, they just hung out in a football, baseball room listening. Well, actually, mostly baseball because it's almost a World Series.
Right.
They're really noisy in there. They're having a lot of fun. But the girls, we were all in the kitchen, and Lady Lynette and Carol and myself and Penelope, and we're just a little chitter-chatter.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, the boys are in one room and the girls are in the other room.
That's okay.
But yeah, that's the thing. Carol and Lady Lynette, they care about each other and they listen to each other. They want to know what the other person is saying.
Right. And that's different than sometimes there'll be a group of people talking and everybody just kind of butts in to the other person's conversation because they're not really listening. They're just, it reminds them of something of themselves that happened to themselves. So then they have to tell their story.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And that first person didn't even get to tell their story.
Right, but true friendship, that's completely different.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Carol, she'll tell Lady Lynette. She's honest. She's sweet about it, but she doesn't pretend stuff.
Right. Well, like you say, she cares, and she knows that whatever she says, Lady Lynette is not going to be offended because it's her friend.
Exactly. And what they do, okay, they'll listen to each other's, and it goes both ways, but mostly this way.
Okay.
But it does go both ways. But what happens is they listen to each other's stuff.
Okay.
And then they tell them this is just stuff. You know, you don't need to get all hyped up about it. It's just stuff. And then they're all, okay. And then they tell them more stuff. And then the friend listens to more stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
Yeah. But they support each other. They believe in each other. They understand why they're involved in a situation. But in the big picture, they realize that, okay, you have your present moment in time right now. Boom, baby, boom. If you're all hyped up about what happened 2 days ago, a week ago, 5 years ago, you're wasting the time you have right now. If you're all worried about what's going to happen 2 days from now, 12 years from now, 75 years from now, you are wasting pretty much the time that you're spending right now, the present moment, be here now. Of course, you do learn from the past and you do plan for the future, but you don't get all wrapped up and live your whole life in the past and the future. You gotta enjoy the moment, baby, but be sweet and kind.
Pinky.
Okay, do we have a quote or something for this fabulous 5-Minute Friday about friends?
We do. We'll start with this first one. Comes from G.H. G.H. says, good friends are like stars. You don't always see them, but you know they're always there.
Yeah, the stars are always, yeah, a nice one. Nice.
And here's one more from Walter Winchell. He says, a real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, well, you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.